This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. All arrangements have been made for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 96 constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory will go to polls in this phase. This include 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 in Telangana, 13 in Uttar Pradesh, 11 in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Andhra Pradesh will hold simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections tomorrow in a single phase. Voting will take place for all 175 assembly constituencies and 25 Lok Sabha seats of the state. As many as 454 candidates are in the fray for Lok Sabha and 2,387 for assembly polls. Over 4 crore voters are eligible to cast their ballots. Voting for 28 assembly seats in Odisha along with 4 Lok Sabha constituencies will also be held in Odisha tomorrow. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties are going to campaign today. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address a rally in Rai Bareli. Mr. Shah will also address a rally in Pratapgarh district today. Senior BJP leader and UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Sitapur, Baraik and Amethi district. Samajwadi Party and Chief Akhilesh Yadav and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will jointly address a rally in favour of Indy Alliance candidate in Barabanki. Akhilesh Yadav will later campaign in Mohanlal Ganj constituency, which falls in Lucknow district. Congress election in charge of Uttar Pradesh, Avinesh Pandey, will hold party functionaries meetings in Faizabad and Ambedkar Nagar districts. Senior Congress leader and former Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh, Bhupesh Baghel, will campaign for Rahul Gandhi in Rai Bareli constituency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the last 10 years, his government has focused on empowering the poor and creating opportunities for them to thrive. In an interview to English Daily, Mr. Modi said, India has shown the world that true progress is about empowering every citizen and giving them the tools they need to succeed. He said, in the last 10 years, 25 crore people have come out of poverty. Mr. Modi said India's unemployment rate is the lowest in the world. He added that crores of people have used the benefits of Mudra loans to start their business for the first time. He said his government kept the average inflation at its lowest in one decade. Mr. Modi said today his government has built a strong economy that will serve as the base for India's next 25 years. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have unearthed a terrorist hideout in a forest area in Riasi district and recovered huge cache of arms and ammunition. The hideout was unearthed by the joint troops of Rashtriya Rifles and police during search and cordon operation in Kot Budan Forest in the Mahore area this morning. The forces also recovered 1 kg of explosive powder and 7 explosive safety fuses, among others. The operation was still continuing when reports last came in. Indian Space Research Organization has successfully tested the new liquid rocket engine manufactured through additive manufacturing technology. The test was successfully carried out at ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahendragiri in Tamil Nadu. This new redesigned PS4 engine has brought down the number of parts from 14 to a single piece and eliminated 19 weld joints. This will significantly save on the raw material usage per engine, reduce metal powder from 565 kg to 13.7 kg and reduce the production time by 60%. India Meteorological Department says isolated heavy rainfall is likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Karnataka over the next 2 to 3 days. IMD has forecast thunderstorm, lightning and squally winds over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Jharkhand and West Bengal. Andaman and Nicobar Islands and most parts of India including southern and northeast region for the next 2 to 3 days. Thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds are very likely over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand over the next 2 days. In IPL cricket, two matches will be played today. In the first match, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. The second match will be played between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Delhi Capitals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.